Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Jamie All Over. This is a special day here.
Yes, it is.
I am in Dear Media Studios, which is odd since it's for Jamie All Over. But we just wrapped up Shenanigans for part one of this interview with celebrity psychic Chris Medina. We are so happy to be here with him, and I'm here with my bestie, Sheena. Hi, Sheena.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Happy to be back on Jamie All Over.
Third appearance. You are my all-time most guest.
Yes, we're going to keep that record. Okay. I'm going to keep it. I will make it a point where every other month or whatever it is, mm-hmm. I will be on your show if you want me.
I always want you. And while I have you here, before we get into Chris, which I have so much to get into with him, but since I have you, I'll take a little advantage.
Okay.
What is going on with you? I know you just were moving out of Hollywood.
God. I'm everywhere right now. So we drove up from San Diego to Hollywood, and then from Hollywood, we started packing up to Marina Del Rey. We're going back to the West Side.
Woohoo!
Slept on a mattress on the floor last night. Summer stayed with my mom because then we got up first thing this morning, went back to Hollywood to finish packing, and then back to Marina to unpack, and now here we are at Dear Media, and then I have to be back in Marina on a boat in like an hour and a half.
And what is that for?
The Bachelorette season premiere.
Who is the Bachelorette?
It's two this season. Yeah,
really?
It's what's her name? Rachel and Gabby.
Rachel. Oh,
they were the
I loved Rachel.
So it's both of them. I don't know how this is going to work, but
awesome.
I can't wait to see. Because I'm like, are they dating the same guys? Are they
Maybe.
Fighting over the same guys? Does she
so.
Have a set of guys and she has a set of guys? I don't know.
I hope it's like all mixed.
I know,
that's
right?
Good. That's a good little twist.
Yeah,
that'll bring me back because I haven't watched it. Like, I think in the last season or so.
Yeah.
I'll definitely watch now.
It should be good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've just, Jamie all over, Sheena all over, literally all over Southern California.
And you're back to your old stomping grounds?
I needed it. You know, it's like we've been in San Diego because Raquel was staying in my apartment for the last several months and we wanted to enjoy some time at our beach house. And now, you know, it's just work is never going to be in San Diego for us.
Mm-hmm.
Work is in LA. It's always been in LA. And although it's been a great vacation for the past few months, we need to get back to work. I need to be in this studio. I have not taken advantage of this amazing studio
right.
we have here. And I'm just like, I need to be closer.
Yeah.
But if we are going to be here full time, just one night in Hollywood, I'm like, oh, this is not for a child.
It
was fine. When she just slept and was just, you know, a little adorable sleeping blob and didn't do anything, it was great. We
yeah.
got a great deal on a brand new building. I was the first person to move into it, and it was awesome. So if you are looking for an apartment in Hollywood, Wallace on Sunset
Wallace,
is dope.
So good.
But now come back full time and have her. It just...
It's not kid-friendly.
It's not.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not.
I mean, that's why I left West Hollywood. Like, because
mm-hmm.
I had Ivy in West Hollywood, and I remember just even trying to take her in a stroller for a walk around the block, I would be harassed by so many people, and it was just, there was a mugging outside my building, there were shootings, and I was just like,
yeah,
I can't have a kid here
anymore. No, literally, someone was murdered in front of our building a couple weeks ago, or I think it was
ideal.
Actually last week, there was mm-hmm. a shooting just like across the street, And one of my neighbors was sending me a video and he's like, are you here tonight? He's like, oh my God, I just walked home and I almost like walked into a shooting. And I was like, nope, nope, nope. Time to go. God. And I literally that night started looking up places. I found this spot in Marina. Thankfully, the first spot I found. We got it.
Are you close to the water and everything?
Yeah.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. Good for you. That's good energy out there.
Yeah, it is.
So are we allowed to say that you're going to start filming soon?
Am I?
I don't know. Am I not allowed to say that? I know nothing. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if people will come to Marina Del Rey to hang out, considering everyone over here thinks it's geographically undesirable.
Right?
Are you full of shit?
To cross the 405, it's like,
God forbid you get on the 90, the best freeway in all of California. God
all the
forbid.
Way through. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
God. There's not once been traffic on that freeway ever. It is the best. It's this little hidden gem of a highway. And I love being there so much. We're not on the water like I was before. I was on one of the fingers and I had that view. One of the places we looked at that was available, they said, totally fine to film. It was a couple thousand dollars more. And although it was my dream apartment, if I had an apartment, that is it. But I have a child now. And what's best for her is not that place. Mm-hmm. It was just pulling into the parking garage, getting in the elevator, a far walk to the pool. And I was like, I don't know. Let's look at that condo that I saw at first. And it is perfect. Last night, I actually got good sleep last night because I knew my daughter was fine. She was at my parents' house for the night. We left the sliding door open and it was silent. I heard crickets.
Oh, I love that.
Oh my God. I didn't hear the screaming of people and sirens. I was like, oh my God.
We're going to camp out at your house. We're going to go. Let's go to her house over the weekend.
It's a dream. Yeah. Oh my God. It was the best. So
are you having a housewarming party?
I definitely will.
Okay. I cannot wait for that.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's switch it over to our in-house psychic.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Let's grill you. And if you guys didn't hear Shenanigans, head over and listen because I feel like I kind of, not got grilled, but you really honed in. You didn't sugarcoat it.
But let me ask you now, do you think I did it to be a shady bitch?
No, no, no.
Okay, good, good.
It was just certain. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, there was a moment there. You guys have to go listen to that podcast. It's like the two of them were like on edge when they came into this meeting.
I hate that. Because we're Tauruses. We have to sniff each other's asses first and they get comfortable, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So funny. I hope everything is good now.
Cheers. Cheers.
Yeah. It was all like weird misunderstandings that you both had, by the way.
Yeah.
But you did mention that you picked up on Sheena being intuitive. Is there a difference between intuitive and psychic?
Yes.
Okay, so what's the difference?
Intuitive is getting those gut feelings. That's my perception of it. Those gut feelings, the things that are kind of guiding you, knowing that, okay, I got to take care of this because it's going to snowball into this or whatever. Psychic is being able to be predictive with it, mm-hmm. like predicting the future or being able to, when I talk about intuition, it's always with that individual. It's different when you're predicting somebody else or looking at somebody and giving them a reading. Even though you can be incredibly perceptive, it's still intuitive to me.
Yeah.
Versus psychic. And then, you know, the medium stuff is all ghosts. And so when you tell me that, you know, I've never had a real psychic reading. I've had, you know, medium readings.
Yeah.
That's my beef with it is because, again, I use the past life, but there's no way to validate it. Right. And there's no way to validate if it's an actual ghost coming in unless they're sitting here right next to you.
Are they?
Your people are. That spiritual energy, you come with a lot of that.
They got my back.
Yeah. That's why I feel like you have to react the way that you react sometimes because they're pushing you or you get that feeling to have to act.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hope I answered your question.
Yeah. No, so would you say everyone can be intuitive?
Mm-hmm.
I think so too.
It's whether they choose to listen to it or
How
not.
How do they hone it?
It takes an incredible amount of mental strength. And that's why I'm telling you, start deciphering what it is, what's your own fears and insecurities versus what's really coming through intuitively. And remember something, you can only handle what's within your control. If this has to do with somebody else, it's not your problem. So this is where
What do you mean by that exactly?
Like if you're getting hits about other people, that's fine and that's great. But what does that do for you? How's that evolving your ability? And yes, you can ask them things, whatever. Like I got a hit off of you when it comes to this. But I'm talking about your own intuition, tapping into it and learning how to become friends with it. I mean, when people ask me, it's ever since I was a kid. I don't know any other way other than that. And when people are coming into it, I always tell them, look, when I give you readings, you're telling me I already knew this. I just got done telling my girlfriends last night about this or whatever. Then that's a sign. Because again, the best readings are when I'm telling you shit that you already know.
Mm.
You know, I've never met you before. So mm-hmm. taking that time to kind of really develop it and hone in on it and ask questions. Give me another sign if this is where you want me to go or show me this.
So not everyone is psychic then?
No.
Would you say that's hereditary, or why do you think some people have it and some don't?
I think it would be hereditary. Like, I know on my dad's side, whether they choose to use it for the greater good, have the ability in some way, shape, or form. All of them. Like, my grandmother, she's like in her, she's, I think she's like 92. Still to this day, wears sunglasses in the house. And she's involved in like ritualistic stuff, whether it's spells or, you know, doing all the ritualistic Native American stuff. Mm-hmm. My dad is a medium.
Okay.
And he's able to see them in form and communicate with them that way. One of my cousins, who's 4 years younger than I am, still on my dad's side, has psychic ability. One of my other cousins, who's from my mom's side of the family, had a beef with her boyfriend. He ended up knocking the shit out of her or whatever. And we were at a movie theater that night, high as fuck. And we went to go wash our face. And my cousin saw my other cousin's face in the mirror, and it was like something's happening to her. And we got, this is when pagers were in, you know, back mm-hmm. in, when pagers were there.
I had one.
My pager blew up. 911 had a call. She got her fucking ass beat.
Oh wow.
And had marks around her neck. And my cousin was like, I knew it, I saw it.
So earlier in Shenanigans, you mentioned you don't like to call whoever you're getting your information from as guides. Do you believe in guardian angels? For example, if you're in a situation where you're like, I don't know how I survived that. And you almost have this feeling like you attribute it to an angel helping you. Is that real? Like, are there angels? Are they guides? Like, what is it? And who are they? And why are they here?
It's like religion. Every religion has a god in some way, shape, or form. You can choose to look at it as your guardian angel or your guides coming in to protect you. It's from the high, I don't want to get all woo-woo, but it's from the higher, from
please
the higher
get
good.
Woo-woo.
The higher good that's coming in.
We
here.
Love woo-woo.
Yeah, to rescue you or kind of get you out of harm's way or even benefit you in some way by telling you you need to jump and take this opportunity.
Is destiny involved in that, where it's like, you know what, it's not your time? I think that happened to you, where guides or an angel or someone said to you, it's not your time. You have this work to do.
Yeah.
Something similar happened to me. Is that destiny? Are we
did
all
did you hear me
for...
say that?
I probably found it in my research.
Okay.
Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. In knowing that, though, does that mean we're all here for a determined amount of time and they know when it's not our time, but then they also know when it is?
Yeah. When people die, doing a reading for somebody that's part of a major movie company, we'll just say that. They were interviewing for me. They needed a psychic on set or whatever. And they were like, well, we're going to give you something. And we want you to read it. And I was like, I am not Tyler Henry. Like, I need pictures or whatever. They were like, we just want to see how this works. Just humor us. I was like, fine. So I got it in my hand. I didn't start sweating or drawing. I just started picking up. I was like, oh, this person's passed away, obviously. I said, but this is somebody that was here 1 second and gone the next. And they were like, what do you mean? I said, this is somebody that, like a cat, you know, when a cat goes to die, you never see that fucker. It's just gone or mm-hmm. whatever. And I said, this person has a kind of energy to where they say, I'm going to go pick up a gallon of milk, and they get into a horrible car accident and don't come back. Nobody's in the car with them because they went and did this alone. Their karma or their time was up. There was nothing they had to do anymore in this world other than, you know, love your family and have that connection there, but karmically needed to do.
So going back to Shenanigans, because I was saying, I feel like certain decisions are life or death for me. So what you're saying is I should just stop thinking that, because if I die, I die, and it was my time and my work was completed.
You wouldn't even realize when you died, I bet you anything. I had a ghost come to me and tell me, and this is her telling me, and I'm talking just like to you guys like this. And they were like, what do you get from my mom? And I was like, she didn't even realize that she died. I said, she was kind of tired and kind of irritated about everything. I said, I can hear her telling you guys that she was going to go upstairs to take a nap and then fell asleep. And then she came through and told me, she said, these are her exact words, Chris, I thought I took a nap. And when I woke up, I didn't realize. She had to realize that she had passed away.
So I wonder what it looks like for them on the other side, whatever the other side is.
Hopefully we don't find out for a really long time.
But like to not
to
know.
To not know that died.
I can tell you it's a serene feeling. I've had other medium readings where the guy came in and was telling me, I'm so glad that you're doing this medium reading. My wife's gone to every medium on the planet or whatever, and you're going to set her straight. And I told her, your husband's coming through and telling me to tell you enough with the medium shit, that he cannot leave here. Not that you're keeping him earthbound, but he's not going to go away so long as you're getting swindled by these people.
Oh,
so
wow.
what am I going to do as a medium other than bridge the gap so you can communicate and tell him that you love him and he could tell you that I love you, that you don't need this here. How is this going to rescue you or save your life? It's not. Mm-hmm. You're just holding on to it.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Back over on Shenanigans, we discussed my psychic moment when the floodgates opened in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
And Sheena had mentioned briefly about a story of she felt lighter afterwards. Can I go into this a little
bit? Yeah, absolutely.
So Sheena had a friend that committed suicide, and she just had always felt this weight and guilt, I guess. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I talked to him a couple days before he did it, and he told me that he was just so depressed. And we had dated, and at the time I was with my then, I think he was just my boyfriend, but my ex-husband. And he was just like, you know you're in another relationship now, but I just wish that it worked out with you and I, because I would have been so much happier, and I'm so depressed. And I was like, yeah, well, you know, sorry, you made your choice and you picked another girl over me, and now she cheated on you, and you know, that's your karma. I didn't say it like that, but I was just like, you know, yeah, sorry, I am in a new relationship and I'm sorry you're depressed, but I can't really do anything about that. And then 2 days later, I find out that he shot himself in the head.
So that night in Palm Springs, I had felt that he was stuck to her, kind of, and she was holding him. Was there like a string? There was something, and I was like, he's swirling around.
Yeah,
and stuck here because of what you're carrying. And honestly, don't really remember that night very well. I don't know what I said to you or what
you
happened.
Said. He was like on his hands and knees, just like begging me to like let this go. Like, please, please, please. Like, I cannot pass on all the way until you let go of this. And it was just like the one thing, like holding him in this purgatory or whatever you want to call it, because I was still harboring that like anger and resentment and just like, but why would you do that? And could I have done something different? And I had a very, very vivid dream about him. And it was, I woke up the next day and I was fucked up the whole day. It just, I didn't want anyone to touch me, talk to me. It just, it really, really
prior
messed me up.
Prior to the Palm Springs
Prior
night?
To the Palm Springs.
Okay.
And he, I opened the door and he was standing right there and he gave me a hug and he said, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to do it. And so then I had this reading with her and it was just like so crazy because I had such a strong connection with this person. But ever, this is the first time, honestly, since that reading that I've cried talking about him, because I felt like I got the closure I needed from her and I knew he was regretful and he regretted it. He didn't mean it. I mean, he meant to. He pulled the trigger. But it was just a really crazy feeling that I got from what she told me she was connecting with him.
It was going to happen no matter what. And also, too, had you been in this person's life and you had an argument with this person that led to them doing that because they felt there was no other way, what is that going to do to Sheena? What would that have done to you? You would have been fucking devastated. And you would have harbored that guilt and that guilt, not resentment, but that guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what you need.
Yeah.
And also, too, I cannot interfere with your session when it comes to her, but I'm almost wondering if this has nothing to do with you being, again, I'm not shitting on it, but you being connected to him with that tie versus him being connected to you and telling, if things would have been this way and I didn't fuck up with her, maybe my life would have been different. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to wait to find out.
Yeah.
Can they be tied here to certain people on Earth that are both earthbound and they need that release?
Like, one of my good friends at the time, one of my very first medium readings that she did, she took me to the cemetery in Simi Valley. I read her nephew and did all this stuff there. And then she's like, I want to take you to one more place. And this ghost that was there, before we even reached his stone, he goes, oh, hey, it's you. And I said, what the fuck? She goes, are you picking up something? I said, yeah. I go, he just said, hey, it's you. And then when she's sitting there, she's cleaning off his stone. And he told me, you can hear me. And I said, yes, in my own head. I'm talking to him this way. Mm-hmm. And he goes, can you let her know that I appreciate her coming to visit me, but she doesn't have to?
Wow.
And that I understand what I did wrong. And this is what I just like to sit here and I like to reflect. So he's very much earthbound because he doesn't want to leave it. He committed suicide. He hung himself. And she didn't even know who he was. She read his story.
Oh.
And I told her, I said, why are you having me come here? His story touched me. I just wanted to see what you got from him. And he said that you're pretty much a stranger, but he appreciates you coming here. But he's remorseful.
You can move on.
You can move on. Exactly. So they are earthbound.
Mm-hmm. And it's their decision?
It's their decision.
Are there things that we need to do sometimes to allow them to move on? Did she need to release that guilt? Or was it more just us having that conversation? Like, what exactly was it?
I don't think there was any guilt that you needed to release. That's just my personal opinion. Because, again, this is all on him. Mm-hmm. And I hate to be disrespectful to the dead or whatever, but what should you be remorseful for? So I feel like he was trying to clear up his karma with you. And try to make himself feel better.
So more than her keeping him here, he was here because he was tied to her.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I would pick up. You left the situation.
Yeah.
What could you have done differently? Put up with it?
Yeah.
And then lead to a fight later on where you would have found out something different and would have said, you know, fuck you, you're a piece of shit or whatever, and he goes and does it? What was that going to do to you? Yeah. Your last words to him is you're a piece of shit. You wouldn't be who the person you are right now.
No.
Yeah.
Wow. This is so heavy. Okay. I don't want to lighten the mood, unfortunately, for you guys. I want to go deeper.
We're going to keep going. Yeah.
Since we're both sitting here and you are a medium, are you picking up on anyone or anything for me or for Sheena in the mediumship world?
No, I get with you, I just get the psychic stuff. With the medium stuff in regards to Sheena is that family stuff, the bloodline, the ancestors and things like that, that spiritual protection. With you, I get a lot of clouds swirling around your head. So there's a lot of internalizing and a lot of thinking here. And I also get your ID, which tells me your identity, and you're questioning your identity, not really sure. You may feel like, again, it's such a shitty thing for me to tell you because I'm not you, that you may feel you know who you are.
But you're wrong.
But you're wrong. But not that you're wrong, but I feel like you
think you know. Yeah.
And I think there's more. I think you're going to go through the onion phase where you're going to be
peel back the layers.
God damn it. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And but again, you're going to have to let go. In Virgo, very practical and logical, but also very intuitive. You're trying to make sense of your intuition with your way of thinking instead of allowing yourself to go through the feels sometimes.
Okay. So there's nobody dead here that you're talking to.
No, not with you.
Damn it.
It's all psychic. Yeah, wow. That's all psychic. I didn't even pick up the guy that passed on with you. Just what my guys were telling me about you and the guilt there. That why should she hold on to it for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So is there any advice that you have for me or Sheena? You did say like peeling back layers. Are there any like steps that she and I should both be taking?
I'll start with you.
Okay.
I think that, remember what I said, you're very well aware of who you are and you scaffold your mind in a way that works for you. I am not going to mess with that process when it comes to you, because again, this is what you need right now. You need to be very material right now. You're going to start to learn your lessons with your daughter and how, you know, being a mother and being like life and her getting sick, you know, going through the bumps and bruises of kids and things like that too, and becoming that mom energy. You need to be focused on that right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then obviously in the meantime, your career is going to take off. I already predicted the changes coming this fall as far as like different projects or whatever.
Yeah.
And again, we'll talk Vanderpump really fast here. I hope we're holding out for something bigger. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'll just leave it at that. Mm-hmm. With you, again, coming into yourself, finding your identity, honing in on your own natural intuition versus your insecurities and fears, not holding yourself back, honoring who you are from the inside out. And when it comes to relationships, I don't know what you do for work or how you earn your money.
Neither do I.
I question whether or not you are going to get involved with somebody that comes from that money side.
Ooh, yes, girl.
Because I'm not saying that you need to be a kept woman, but I feel in some ways that, and call bullshit on this. Don't let me say this if it's not true.
Okay.
That you, whether it be a housewife or somebody that kind of stays home and does that stuff there, but hold on a second, but can do their own projects as well on that side there. Does that make sense?
No.
You don't want to do that?
No, if you found the right person who financially could take care of shit so you can still do your business with Sugar Taco, do your podcast, and just focus on that and not have to worry about that being the sole income to provide for your daughter.
But here's where she's going to fuck herself up. I don't want him to think I'm taking advantage of him. I don't. I want to make sure that I'm pulling my own weight.
I'm often concerned that they're taking advantage of me.
Right, because you don't date the right people. You date 25-year-olds. So, of course.
25. I do that too. 25-year-olds are safe because they don't ask a lot of questions. And yet are easily moldable. We can make them anything. They don't come with that baggage. But I'll tell you one thing. I've had more readings with men in 2022 than I did starting in 2014. Where men are coming up, they're like, why can't I find this for? It's out there. I'm actually thinking about doing like a psychic dating show.
Do it.
That would be so cool.
I
want to
do something. You should host that show.
You should host that shit.
Is that what's happening in the fall? Is this collaboration happening?
Oh, God, look at me. Because we can take the people that we know and make it a real bachelor situation. But you know what I'm saying?
Can we do that?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
How long have I told you need to host a dating show?
I know. My ultimate goal in life, other than being a great mother, is to be a host of a dope show. Whether that's a dating show, a game show, a news show. I just want to host a fucking show.
Yeah. I'm actually working with Shanae and Josh Grimes.
Yeah.
They have their podcast here.
Yeah.
She's with Anna Lynn on Unzipped. Unzipped. We're kind of doing a summer series in regards to like love and things like that. And I'm like, some of the shit that, you know, that's out there and people, you know, wanting to know certain things or whatever, it can totally trickle into something different too as well. So, I mean, I got a lot of clients that where I'm sitting there and I'm giving them readings and I'm like, oh my God, you could have totally been with John from 2 days ago. But what am I going to do? Tell them, oh my God, have you ever thinking about dating somebody else? Because I can bring this person in.
Can you just bring me in occasionally, like as the drunk helper, the drunk assistant? Because yeah. I know when people are going to break up ahead of time. Remember in Vegas?
Oh, yeah.
What was her name?
Mikey and Kayla.
Yes. From, yep. What was she on?
The Challenge on MTV.
It was like 3 months before their breakup and we're in Vegas together and we're all sitting at this club and I turn to Sheena and I whisper in her ear and I'm like, they're going to break up. And she's like, what are you talking about? They're obsessed with each other.
And then she went on the next season of The Challenge and cheated on Mikey and then they broke up.
But like, I can see when people are not good for each other. So yeah. Bring me in and I'll be like, nope, not you two.
Yes.
But just, you know, occasionally.
There should be a panel. There should be the yes. host, the psychic, and then like three people doing a panel on how you think this is going to work or what the best match is, whatever the case may be.
Let's do it.
I love it. Yeah.
Call Andy up and tell him to write the check.
Like, we need right? to make a drunk psychic show, but you can just like implement yeah. the drunk psychic as a little, you know.
I love that.
Piece. Okay. Well, in conclusion, Chris, I was picking up on some things for you.
Okay.
This was when we initially scheduled a couple weeks ago, so it was nothing recent, but it was interesting because in my notes here, I wrote the sentence.
I see smoke.
And earlier in Shenanigans, you had mentioned your ancestor or like your aunt, someone who needs to smoke in order to be psychic. So I was seeing smoke, but I was also seeing like a past life of yours, which was a shaman, or you were around a shaman and smoke. And then I saw a white bird with a long beak or a long neck. And I don't know what the symbol of that bird means, but I think I got my answer with like the smoke and like it's ancestral.
Mm-hmm.
It, within you.
So she uses it to get her abilities going. I use it to decompress at night.
Ooh.
And when you talk same. About birds, we just recently moved in. I told you we moved into a new place or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Birds all over the place talking. I go out there and they're lining up on the things. And I made friends with them. I whistle at them and do shit like that. Birds are very – people get scared of them. They think that it represents death. It's just little messengers, little things to carry the messages out with you. But as far as white, that's purity. That's peace. That's, I wouldn't go so far as to say holy, but it would be spiritual. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome that you know that because I have no idea. I sometimes see these symbols. I'm like, I don't know what this means.
Don't discount those symbols because one of my good friends she's a little Gemini. And when I heard about her ability, when I met her, this is just somebody that I met as a friend through work.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're best friends. I call her my sister. Her ability, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? She's like, oh, I see a blackberry for you, a tomato, and some mint. And I'm like, like, I need to start cooking. And she's like, no, it means stuff. And I was like, well, what does it mean? And she's like, she'll say like basic one, carrot. Like if I see a carrot in front of me, I'm like, who's trying to tempt you with something? Who's trying to, you know, dangle the carrot in front of your face? Or a blackberry with the thorns and things like that?
I thought you meant blackberry like the phone.
Yeah, but don't discount those because remember what I said. They're going to try to find a way to speak your language.
It works when I'm drunk. So, for example, with our friend a couple of weeks ago when I was out doing karaoke with him, my attention was drawn to this gorgeous chandelier that I've never seen before at the Gaslight Karaoke Lounge.
They have a chandelier?
Exactly. They have this amazing chandelier right there that I've never noticed before. But I was drawn to that. And for some reason, the crystals hanging down on the chandelier made me think of like a past time and silverware when people like had chandeliers and silverware in New York City and like just that chandelier brought all these bits of information for my friend. And I turned to him and I'm like, did your grandma move to New York City? And also she wants to know if your mom still has her silverware. And he's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Let me text my mom. He texts his mom. He's like, grandma wants to know if you still have her silverware.
She's like, where are you?
Oh my God.
What are you talking about?
She's like, but yes, I do have her silverware. And wow. Yes, she moved to New York before we went up to Massachusetts or whatever. So yeah. So it's like, it's weird symbols like that. But when I'm drinking, I kind of can put the puzzle pieces together, I guess, a little bit easier.
Try doing that when you're not drinking.
I try doing
she it. She doesn't. She'll like meditate yeah. and stuff, and things still come to you. Yeah. But I think it's just it's quicker and easier when you're drinking because I think she lets her walls down mm-hmm. and she's not thinking as much and trying to just mm-hmm. focus in on it.
And remember something. This is where psychics get it fucked up all the time when they tell me, well, how can I do this? You need to take yourself out of the equation. Don't worry about if you're right or wrong.
Yeah.
You just deliver the message. It has nothing to do with you. Drop it and run. I'm not Teresa Caputo. I'm not going to go up to people and be like, I have a reading to give you. But yeah. if you ask me, and I tell you, are you sure you want to hear? Then all bets are off. Let's do it.
Okay.
But don't hold back. Yeah.
One last thing that I got for you.
Yes.
J-Lo. Why am I seeing J-Lo?
I think she's going to slap the shit out of me.
Why? Because has something happened?
No, because I always use her as an example. I always say that you have the J-Lo syndrome. And people are like, what's the J-Lo syndrome? A woman that wants nothing more than to be in a relationship, but cannot find that balance between her masculinity and her femininity. And I always attribute her work in the industry that she's in as to why she's jaded that way. But if she let her walls down and didn't bring in, God, I hate saying this, but repeat old patterns, and you know what I'm talking about, and just let herself flow, she'd find the right person. But she plays it too safe because it's something that she can control.
That's your message to me.
Yeah.
J-Lo syndrome. Yeah.
You're J-Lo.
Crazy.
Jamie Oliver is J-Lo.
Is there anything else you'd like to know before we wrap up? Because I could go forever, and I know you've got to run.
I know. So. We could go forever. But
this can lead to drinks, so, you know? I mean, later on, maybe on a weekend or something. So, I want to get a reading from you. Yeah.
Let's do that. And let me get settled in my new house.
But when you get settled in, if you're going to have like a little tiny little event,
yes.
I'll do readings at your place for you.
Yes. Oh my God, let's do it.
Yeah,
We're doing it.
Bring the shittiest, the guarded, the craziest people you know.
Done.
And let's fucking do it.
We're doing it.
Just don't bring Dana.
Wait, why not? Now it makes me want to bring her.
Which one's Dana? The one from the show?
No, the one who she was against. Sheena tried
to. Yeah, but we're friends again.
Sheena tried to bombard her with one of our other psychics and she wasn't having it. So
that's why you're saying don't bring her.
I was making a joke.
Dana from Vanderpump?
Now I get the joke.
Dana from Vanderpump?
Yeah.
Oh, I read her.
Did you?
Yeah, I know her.
Fuck
off. She let you read her?
Yeah, This was a long time ago.
I'm going to text her right after this.
She made such a thing of this with Sheena trying to.
I tried to surprise her with a psychic for her birthday. And she was not receptive.
Then maybe you shouldn't say anything to her about it. But yeah, I liked her. I got a kick out of her. Yeah.
But see, he's not in the medium sense. And I think that's what she was not ready for.
He is a medium.
But did you talk to her mom?
I'll let her answer that for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. She just said the day that I tried to do this for her, it was sprung on her. It was too much. It was too heavy. And she wasn't like emotionally ready to go there, which I understood. But I just didn't know if at the time she understood that I was coming with the best intentions and just trying to, for her birthday, get her to connect with her mom.
She turned it around. It made Sheena look weird, but her intentions were just so good, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway.
Okay.
Yes, let's do a psychic night at Sheena's.
Let's do it.
For your housewarming.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. It'll be so fun.
Okay. Well, thank you both so much for being here. Chris, where can everybody find you?
Sign up for a session at chrismedina.guide. I would love to be more active on social media. I'm a psychic, though. I'm not as beautiful as you guys are, so I don't see the need to keep it up. But find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Psychic Chris M.
And damn. Sheena, where can people find you? Because,
well,
I'm sure they're wondering. You're so hard to find.
Yeah, I would say VivaVeranoLashes.com is where you can find me.
There you go. Bam. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Think you gotta keep me as you don't. Think I'm gonna spend your cash out. Even if you were broke, my love don't cost a thing. Think I wanna drive your Benz, I don't. If I wanna floss, I got my own. Even if you were broke, my love don't cost a thing. When you rolled up in the Escalade, saw that W came to the valet. Knew that it was game when you looked at me. Pulling up your sleeve so I can see the rolly bling. Saw you later in the corner booth, raising up a toast so I would notice you. But your heart's a mess, think you ought to know. Doesn't matter if you're balling out of control. All that matters to me is that you treat me right. Give me all the things I need. Chance, thought you'd understand. Baby, credit cards aren't romance. So you're trying to buy what's already yours. What I need from you is not available in stores. Seen inside of you that I really feel. Doing way too much, never keep it real. If it doesn't change, gotta hit the road. Now I'm leaving with my keys, I've got to go. All that matters is that you treat me right. Give me all the things I need. Keep me as you don't think I'm gonna spend your cash out, baby. Even if you
Love don't.